Metal Gear Solid 4 Integral Podcast. Broadcasted from Konami HQ in downtown Tokyo, it's the world-renowned Metal Gear Solid 4 Integral Podcast.
Hello everyone, and welcome to episode number 10 of the MGS4 Integral Podcast. I'm Sean Eystone, and once again I'm here with Aki Saito.
Hi everyone.
And Ken Imaizumi.
Hello.
Yeah, so the first thing we're going to do is, as soon as the stage starts, the first thing you want to do is jump into the pause menu. Okay.
So, today, where was our meeting point?
We are at Outer Haven, and we are at the beginning of the stage, basically. So right after you catapult onto the ship, and we are on the ship bow. First things first, you know, this stage is full of action. You know, it's very easy to get spotted, and also it's in caution phase from the beginning. So from the outset, you're already in caution mode. So anything you do, if you get spotted or anything like that, it'll trigger an alert, and the alert will basically continue all the way till the end of the stage. So it's going to be pretty difficult for people to get through this particular stage, I think, while listening to the podcast. So if you get spotted, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to start over again. You know, the thing is, it's a very difficult stage. And so our goal this time with this podcast is a little bit different from, you know, the earlier stages. What we're going to do is we're just going to try and give people the correct route to get through the stage without getting spotted.
That's cool.
Because it's a very difficult stage, and there are a lot of, you know, little tricks that you can do to get through the stage that a lot of people may not be aware of.
I never even realized that you could get through without getting spotted.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of people actually think that. They think, you know.
It's really, really hard.
Yeah.
But Ken, once you know it, and then it's going to be easier.
Were you able to do it, Ken?
Sort of.
Yeah. And that's the producer's call. So anyways, so it's that difficult, right?
Right. You know, what's really important in order to get through the stage without being spotted is to make sure that your camouflage is really good. Because basically, you know, there's guards everywhere.
Yeah.
And if you don't have your camouflage percentage up to max, you're going to be spotted, you know.
Okay.
So the first thing you want to do is go into your menu, go to camouflage, make sure you have your octo camo equipped. And then also for your face, make sure that you have the face camo equipped as well. And what this will do is it'll enable you to get, you know, up to 99% on your camo, you know, your camo meter. And that basically means that, for the most part, the Haven troopers will not see you unless they're right on top of you. So as long as you stay, you know, duck down and stay still, you should be okay.
Okay.
All right.
Let's move on, Sean.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's go. Okay, as soon as you come out of this pause menu, let's put those Haven troopers to sleep. Okay, so, and go down, grab the camel pattern from the floor, and then directly to your left of the start point, you'll see there's a trap door on the ground. So the first thing you want to do is run to this trap door, press triangle, and climb inside very quickly. Alright, so, you know, I think a lot of people may not have noticed this trap door because it does kind of blend in with the floor.
Yeah, maybe most of the people think that's a texture pattern.
Right, right. You know, they see it there, but they don't think maybe that you can go in. But if you go up to it, you actually see the triangle icon comes up, which means that you can use triangle, use your action.
Did you know this, Aki?
No. I kind of just went through the left side and tried to avoid those Haven troopers coming. And I didn't even notice. Well, first of all, I didn't put on my face camel to start with. But anyways.
Okay, now you know, so.
Yes,
now
you know. I think everyone starts battling right from the start.
Yeah, majority of the people, I think, too.
Right.
Okay.
So we're in this duct now. What this is it basically connects the east and west sides of the ship bow. So from here, we can crawl to the west.
Wow.
And you'll crawl under the bow. If you look up, you can see there's a grate above you. And you can see the Haven troopers patrolling above. So be careful not to make any noise, because if you do, they'll hear you. As you crawl through, you'll get this iPod music. So let's keep on going. Continue on through the duct. You'll come to another opening. And here you'll get an RPG-7.
Cool.
Pick that up and continue on. Climb up this slope. And when you get to the top of the slope, it kind of opens up, and you'll see a trap door on the ceiling, kind of in the center of this square room, I guess you could say. So press triangle under that trap door, and you'll climb out. So as soon as you climb out, careful, because you'll see Haven troopers jumping down to the south. So just kind of crouch behind this container-looking thing, and wait for them to finish their patrol route. So once the one ahead of you starts jumping away, sneak around to the other side, and check left and right, make sure there's nobody here, then run ahead.
Wow, this is really challenging, isn't it?
Yeah. It's best to keep crouched also as you do this.
Yeah.
And you'll see this canvased container. Container. It's like a canvased wall. So just kind of hide behind here for a bit and wait for the patrols to pass by.
I see.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing to point out also is that I think a lot of people maybe take the threat ring for granted. But in this stage, you know, you really should pay attention to your threat ring because it's very useful. You know, you can see where the enemies are in relation to Snake and know which direction they're coming from. So definitely pay attention to the threat ring as you're going through.
Yeah.
And so what we want to do is just go to this wall, take the Octo Camo, and then crouch down. At this point, your camo percentage should be at 99%. So when the Haven troopers come around this corner, they will basically pass right by you. You know, unless you move or something, they won't be able to see you. So just don't draw any attention to yourself. You know, and I think a lot of people freak out at this point because they see the Haven troopers coming, like, oh god, and they try to attack or something, but the best thing to do is just stay still and let them walk past.
Wow, that's 99%. What happens if you don't have the face camo?
If you don't have the face camo, your camo percentage will be lower,
yeah,
and you probably will be spotted. Oh. So yeah, definitely make sure you have
You have to wear.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
So when they start turning away, they start walking away, then that's your chance. So move around this container, and then you'll see a ladder right on the other side.
Yes.
So let's climb up this ladder. When you get to the top, you can climb off to the left onto this balcony, and then there's another ladder here. So pick up the
arsenal
item, arsenal compress, then climb up the ladder. And then at the top of the ladder here, you know, it looks like it doesn't go anywhere, right? It's just kind of like a dead end. But actually, if you look to the right of the ladder, you'll see that there is actually a rail here.
Yeah.
And you can actually climb onto this rail.
Ooh.
So while you're on the ladder,
yes,
press to the right, and you'll climb up onto this rail and inch your way along. Move along the rail until you get over the second balcony, kind of to your right, and drop down onto that. Get some railgun ammo.
Wow, okay.
You'll hear some Haven troopers jumping down, so be careful. Next thing we want to do is jump from this balcony onto that duct that you see kind of to your west, southwest. So we'll jump onto that duct as soon as you get on. You know, crouch down, get your octocam again, make sure the coast is clear.
We're going to try to stay on this
duct. So just stay on the top of this duct and follow it. You know, curves and heads to the south. So just keep on following this. And while you're on here, you'll notice that a Haven trooper actually drops down right above you. And you can tell this by looking at the shadow on the ground.
Right.
So this is a, you know, a really valuable strategy here on, in Haven, because you have these Haven troopers that just kind of, you know, they can jump anywhere, right? They can jump really high, and they'll just suddenly drop down out of nowhere. So what you want to do is really keep an eye on the shadows. You know, all the catwalks here allow light to pass through. And so you want to keep an eye out for those shadows to see if the Haven troopers are jumping down. And we actually did a lot of balancing here to make sure that, you know, you could see these shadows.
I see.
Because we don't want people to just get suddenly found without any way of knowing that they're going to be found. Yeah, this is the method. Just keep an eye on the shadows.
This is very useful tips.
Yeah. This time it's a lot of practical game tips. You know?
Very real sneaking.
True.
Okay, so when the coast looks clear, jump across onto this balcony and quickly run around the corner. Okay, so you should have jumped across the balcony that's across the duct. It's on the west side. So jump onto that balcony, then run on the corner, and you can then jump onto another duct. When you're around the corner, there's going to be a ladder, but you don't want to climb down that ladder. What you want to do is actually jump onto this other duct that's right on the other side of the ladder. So we'll do that, and that's to the west.
Okay.
So jump into the duct, and crouch down. And you'll see that it looks like a dead end, but there's actually, you know, if you crawl, you can actually crawl under this fence here, along the top of the duct.
Yes.
So go ahead and do that. You should be heading to the south.
Yes. We're heading to the south.
Right. Oh. And to the, if you, to your left here, you'll see there's a PSS. Handgun. So people who want to pick that up can go ahead and pick that up.
Okay.
But otherwise, what you want to do is head straight ahead until you get to the end of this duct. Ahead of you, you'll see some Haven troopers patrolling. So be careful. Don't jump down yet. Wait until the coast is clear. And what we're going to want to do is, as soon as these Haven troopers turn away, we're going to press toward the end of the duct and press triangle to swing down. Mm. Okay, so triangle, swing down, it should be hanging. Then while you're hanging, press and hold X, and you'll drop down and lay down on the ground right below where you dropped.
Cool.
Okay, so get that octocamel. And then now, from here, you see there's a pillar kind of behind you with R3 written on it. Mm-hmm. You want to go to that pillar, press up against it. And there's actually like a little gap between this pillar and this container. Mm-hmm. And we want to go through that gap. So press up against the pillar and go through that gap. You'll kind of slide through. Mm-hmm. And be careful, because on the other side here, you'll see that there are Haven troopers patrolling and looking for you, as well as a gecko.
Yes, in the middle, right?
Yeah, in the center area. So be very careful here. It's very easy to get spotted. When the coast looks clear,
oops.
Just kind of crouch down. Make sure you got your 99%. Okay, so climb down to this trapdoor. Mm-hmm. And you'll be, once again, in another duct. Mm-hmm. And what you want to do is crawl to the other side of the bow now. Keep on going.
So this duct method is really useful for going from east to west, is it?
Right, east to west and west to east.
Yeah, I mean right side or left side.
Right, so basically the right or the left side of the ship.
Uh-huh. It's really, really handy, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Then when you get to the other side, just go underneath that trap door and press triangle to climb up. And as soon as you climb up here, just lay down, get, you know, the octo camo pattern from the ground here. Mm-hmm. Just try to keep your camo at 99% as much as possible. Then you round the corner here. You know, there may be some Haven troopers patrolling here, so be very careful as you go through. At this point, you know, it's probably a good idea to have your Mark II tranquilizer equipped. So just in case you see any guards, you can take them out. Because at this point, you know, there are a lot of Haven troopers wandering around, and it's very easy to get spotted. The other thing is that there's a sniper. So as you're heading to the south, right now we just got out of the trapdoor, we're going to head to the south. Mm-hmm. And as you're heading to the south, just kind of crawl along and look up, because at the south, you'll see there's a wall. Mm-hmm. And at the top of that wall, there's actually a sniper. We want to take her out. Okay, so when she's asleep, it's safe to move on. What we're doing now is we're just going to head to the south. Mm-hmm. So basically just, you know, sneak along to the south. Keep an eye on your right-hand side, because there's a gecko in that center area, so don't get spotted. When you get around to the southern wall, just kind of stop and look to the right. Make sure nobody's there. And we kind of hide behind this pillar here. And wait for the coast to clear. You'll see a Haven trooper on the other side, and there's also the gecko here. So, you know, if you want, you can put that Haven trooper to sleep. You don't have to, but it might make things a little bit easier. Although it's kind of hard because there's explosions going off everywhere. And once the coast looks clear, just kind of run out behind these boxes. You know, the basic strategy here is if you see a Haven trooper, just put them to sleep to be on the safe side, because it is really tough.
This makes it much, much easier.
It makes it much easier. And there's the gecko in the center, so, you know, we're already having enough problems just avoiding the gecko, so just try and put the Haven troopers to sleep.
Right.
And that way you can just focus on the gecko.
So we're almost there, because we're trying to aim for the door.
Okay. Be careful, because gecko may drop down, or maybe Haven troopers stay low. And when the coast looks clear, it looks like you're safe. Quickly run over to the door, press triangle. Just jam on the button really quick. Like your life depends on it, because it does. And once the door's open, run in. Go around this corner here. And there you go.
Wow!
Yeah!
Cool. I'm impressed, Sean. Alright. Now, this was really, for me, the first time I played it. I got spotted, but I didn't care. I was tapping the triangle button. I got killed by a gecko.
Yeah, it's really hard if you're in alert phase and you're trying to open that thing, because you have to stand there and turn it.
Yes.
And the gecko's shooting at you. All the Haven troopers are shooting at you.
But I thought that once I open the door and get inside, it'll be okay.
Right.
But it wasn't. You
have to
go all the way inside. So I died, you know, the moment I kind of opened the door. I was like, oh yeah, I got it. But then I died.
Yeah, that's kind of a trap, you know, because people who get used to, like, there's like a classical game.
Yes.
You know, like once you go to the next level,
yes,
you know, you're safe.
Right.
But, you know, this is not.
You know, everyone used to do that all the time in MGS1. Like, for instance, when you go through the duct,
right, uh-huh,
and it's the loading sequence, mm-hmm, you're okay. Mm-hmm. Or you go past the checkpoint, mm-hmm, and now you're okay. Things, mm-hmm, like that, you know,
right,
we're
right,
used to that. But this didn't work.
Right.
Okay, Sean, let's go on to other tips and tricks.
Okay, so people may remember that back in South America, we discussed rare camouflage patterns that you could gather in the game. Mm-hmm. Well, one of those patterns is right here. So if you look outside,
yeah,
towards that center area where the gecko is walking around, you'll see that there's that lift. Mm-hmm. And around that lift platform, that elevator platform, there's a red and white striped barrier. Mm-hmm. And if you lay down on top of that barrier, you can actually get a very rare camouflage pattern that you can only get here.
Really?
Yeah. And it's pretty neat. So people who want to try that should go ahead and grab that and save it into their camo pattern.
That's good. That's cool.
You know, one other thing, since we're here in Haven,
yes,
let's talk about Haven Troopers.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because that's the only enemies here besides the gecko.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you fought Haven Troopers before, you know, in the Middle East and all along the way, whenever you, right before a boss fight and things like that.
Mm.
But in this stage, there's a lot of Haven Troopers and it's, you know, it can be really challenging to do battle with them. And one thing, for people who haven't tried it, I'd encourage them to try and use CQC on the Haven Troopers.
Really?
Yeah. But, you know, the one thing that people may be aware of is if you do it from the front, they can actually counter your CQC.
Ooh, right? Cool.
So you always have to do it from the back if you want to, you know, catch them.
Mm.
But it might be fun just to do it from the front anyway, because mm-hmm, they have a really cool animation that they do when you do it from the front and they counter you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, what happens is most people try and get out of it as soon as they get caught by that counter.
Mm.
So they only see the beginning of it, where basically they kind of use this cord to try and start strangling him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, at that point, most people just kind of like, you know, jam on the buttons and, you know, get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you let it go, there's actually three stages to that entire animation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty cool. So, you know, you're going to die if you do it, but, you know, it might be worth taking a look at. But
Very painful.
Very painful.
Though.
I heard that, you know, that the animator was just under a lot of stress when they requested this animation.
Yeah.
That was kind of like their way of, you know, taking their stress out. Take it out on Snake.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, and one more CQC tip regarding, this is not just the Haven Troopers, but, you know, it's pretty effective on the Haven Troopers, is if you grab them in CQC,
mm-hmm,
you can, you know, spin them around and use them as a human shield,
mm-hmm,
and hold them hostage.
Yeah.
And so in order to do that, you want to grab them with, you know, of course, your CQC button, using the right R1 button.
Mm-hmm.
And then while you're holding them, press and hold L1.
Uh-huh. Right? For the handgun.
For the handgun.
Yeah.
And you'll pull out your handgun and you'll be holding them while you're holding your handgun out. You can hold them hostage.
Yes.
And the other Haven Troopers won't attack you.
Mm.
So that's a useful strategy whenever, mm-hmm, you're fighting the Haven Troopers in the command center or Advent Palace or, you know, wolf battle, things like
right,
that.
Okay.
Yeah.
But will the gecko care?
The gecko won't care. The gecko will still mow you down, but the Haven Troopers will. They don't want to kill each other, so
cool. Mm-hmm.
That works.
Okay.
And if you're having a hard time doing CQC because of this, you know, CQC counter,
mm-hmm,
there's a way to get through it. You know, people who play fighting games may be aware, may use this strategy a lot in fighting games where you kind of like do a short jab, mm-hmm, before you do a big move.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, you know, it works in Metal Gear as well. So before you grab them using CQC,
mm-hmm,
just kind of tap on the R1,
mm-hmm,
lightly, and you do a jab,
mm-hmm,
and that just kind of throws them off balance.
Mm.
And then you go and hold down R1,
mm,
and then Snake will grab them, and then you can go into CQC.
Yeah,
CQC grab.
So one jab,
yeah,
and then
so jab, CQC, then grab.
Yeah. This is, yeah, useful for all enemies.
Yeah,
for CQC, right?
Well, you know, for most enemies, you don't really need it.
That's true.
You know, but the Haven Troopers, because they have that counter.
The counter. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So once you enter this door and run to the end of the hall, you'll see there's the elevator at the end here.
Mm-hmm.
And once you go in there, of course, the elevator will activate and you'll go down and go to the next stage, the boss battle,
mm-hmm,
with Screaming Mantis. Mm-hmm. So I think we will wrap it up here.
Okay. Well, basically, we took the shortest route, right?
Right. Well, it's not necessarily the shortest, but it's the fastest way to get through without being spotted.
I see. Right. I see. So this is Kojima Productions kind of recommended.
Yeah,
so fastest and not getting spotted.
Right. So this is kind of like the route that we had in mind when we were making the stage.
Mm-hmm.
So there are other routes, of course, but, you know, this is kind of like the optimal route,
right,
to get through.
So tell me, Sean, when Kojima Productions create a stage, mm-hmm, like this, do you actually create the correct one first,
Basically, well, you know, we always have a route in mind when we're creating things. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the process kind of goes where we block things in. Mm-hmm. You know, we just do really rough models, right?
Yeah.
Right. And just kind of have a rough model and then just kind of test the gameplay mm-hmm. first, you know, seeing, okay, what kind of routes does it look like there are. Mm-hmm. And if possible, we also plan more than one route. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we don't necessarily say, okay, it's this route or nothing, mm-hmm. right? We always plan to have at least two different ways to get through the stage.
Yes.
And then usually there's a lot more. Like if you look at, you know, the Middle East or Eastern stage or South America,
yeah.
I mean, there's just a lot of options you can take. You know, you can mm-hmm. ally yourself with the militia, right, you can sneak through, you can run and gun. I mean, there's a lot of options.
Yes.
And
yes.
even within those options, there's a lot of different paths you can take. Mm. And so, yeah, basically we think all that through, you know, ahead of time mm. and just kind of, you know, say, okay, this is the type of gameplay that we want for this stage.
Mm.
You know, we want this kind of, we want this area to be tense, mm. so we'll have some guards here. Mm. And maybe, you know, since we're getting spotted, okay, put a box here.
Mm.
Okay, we'll hide behind this box.
Mm.
And then also tweaking things like the octo camo.
Mm.
So saying, okay, it's really hard here. There's not really many places to hide.
Mm.
Let's make it so that you can go along this wall.
Mm.
And, you know, the octo camo will be, you know, pretty
I
good.
See,
things
see,
like that.
Mm.
So
Sean and his team and then playing the stage like over and over.
Mm.
And I figured out that was the, you know, there was a good balance.
Right.
And, so, you know, they basically make the right route from the beginning, but,
mm.
you know, they prayed, you know, they pray so many times and they might change some routes and, you know,
mm.
and figure out what's the best.
Right.
But don't you get kind of like confused because you know everything at all, so.
Well, then we also have test plays, you know,
yeah.
within the office also,
yeah.
because that does happen, you know, after you're working on your own stage, of course, you know how to get through it,
mm.
mm-hmm.
but nobody else does, so. What seems obvious to you, because of course you're making it, right?
Mm.
Like, okay, well, you can do this. A lot of people may not realize you can do it.
Yeah, like the trap door.
Right, right. And so, you know, we have test plays within the office
yeah.
where everybody on the team kind of plays each other's stages
yes.
and offers feedback saying, okay, maybe it could be more like this, or, you know, I got spotted here, felt this was unfair, maybe
mm.
you can
mm.
change it this way. And basically we just, you know, offer feedback on each other's stages and just, you know, go from there. And bring the quality level up.
Mm.
Yeah, make break.
Right, right. And a lot of times, you know, sometimes we have to change things quite a bit, you know, like, because sometimes, you know, the route that we thought would work, you know, like, this is the route that we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you actually do it, you know, it's like, well, maybe it's not as fun as you thought it would be, so you kind of have to go back and
right.
you know, redesign.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no real, like, you know, quick way to get through it, because it's a game, and, you know, until you start playing it, putting in the enemies, and
right.
Seeing how everything interacts with each other,
mm.
it's hard to tell whether it'll work or not.
I see.
Yeah, and sometimes, like, you know, the route is okay, but when you play through the whole game,
mm.
it's okay, but it's, you know, sounds like a little boring.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, the piece of the route, the gameplay,
mm.
was okay,
mm.
but, you know, play through the whole game, and it seems like a little dull
mm.
or
mm-hmm.
something,
mm-hmm.
and then they might have to change
mm. right.
some gameplay and stuff.
Then another thing, too, is, like, you know, talking about, like, you know, going through the whole game, is we also look at pacing.
Mm.
So, you know, we don't try to put, like, back-to-back action all the time,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You want, like, kind of that rhythm where there's action, and then it kind of falls
mm-hmm.
off, and you have a little bit of silence, and then
mm.
more action again,
mm.
and it slowly builds up, you know, towards the climax. And,
yeah.
you know,
right,
yeah.
right, right.
So, you know, that's kind of how we balance the stages. You know, start off
mm-hmm.
maybe with some action, and then after that, it's a little bit quiet, and then, like, you know, you get to, like, say, like, Eastern Europe, and it's, you know, just totally sneaking,
mm-hmm.
you know, and different type of gameplay. Then you go to Moses, and it's kind of, like, you know, silent and nostalgic before the big climax at the end.
Mm.
So, yeah, you know, just take everything into account.
I see. So then you might have to rework because the whole balance is, like, tweaked this way
right,
or that
right.
way.
So maybe, you know, you do it, and, you know, it works okay,
mm.
you know, by itself, but maybe it doesn't fit into the overall rhythm of the
mm-hmm.
game, so
wow.
sometimes you have to go back and tweak that. Then little things like, you know, like the shadows in this level and things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of people were getting found, so we're like, well, what can we do? And they were like, oh, well, we got this wonderful lighting system
mm-hmm.
where, you know, everybody casts shadows. Let's make everything, you know, the catwalks grates and make it so you can see the shadow.
And not to mention the Hideo Kojima check that you have.
Right, of course.
You face every day.
Yes, he's very strict.
Very, you know, famous. I guess everyone knows looking at the making DVD that
right.
he makes notes all the time.
Right, right, right.
And then
right.
he just passes them around,
yeah.
right?
He's yeah,
just,
his
it's
trademark.
It's
really hard to read.
Yeah.
his
trademark handwriting, you know, that's kind of sparkly pen that he uses.
Right, right. It's really cute.
Yeah.
Know, like a Japanese, like a junior high school student.
Yes.
Girl junior high school student, you know, use those kind of pen.
But it's almost
it's
impossible.
It's really cute, but, you know, cute pen's color, but, you know, there's a sentence, the meaning is very sometimes a little harsh.
Yeah. So fix this. What the hell is this?
With the cutie pen.
Yeah.
Okay, Sean. Mm-hmm. We went through, you know, the first half of Act 5, and what else can we expect in our future Integral podcast?
Today we have some sad news.
Sad news.
Sad news, yes. Unfortunately, you know, the next episode of the Integral podcast will actually be our last episode.
Yay!
Yay!
Oh, no!
Yes!
That's
yes!
horrible.
We made it. We
but
made
yes,
it.
Yes, we finished safely.
Finally. And,
okay, you're finally done. Yes. Yeah, it's great. So be sure to tune in for that. And, you know, we'll have a special guest next time.
Special mm-hmm. guest.
Yep. We'll have our lead sound guy coming mm-hmm. in, Kojin. Because we had some mail, some comments on the webpage
yeah.
as well, that people were really impressed by the sound in Metal Gear Solid 4. Mm. And they wanted to hear, you know, about the making of the sound. Mm. So we're going to call our lead sound guy
okay.
to come in and talk about the sound in Metal Gear Solid 4.
That's okay. cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. That will be fun.
It will be fun.
Right. So where's our meeting point?
Meeting point is wherever you want to meet.
This is going to be a kind of a nice talk show.
Right, it's going to be a completely free talk. We're just mm-hmm. going to talk about the sound in the game in general. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to be about any particular stage, mm-hmm. per se. You know, mm-hmm. we're probably going to touch on a little bit of everything. Mm. So yeah, just feel free to load it wherever you want to load it and load up your podcast and we'll go from there.
Okay, so next episode, we'll meet at anywhere you want.
Right.
Yes, anywhere you want, anywhere you want. Okay, and that wraps up this episode of the MGS4 Integral Podcast. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap up this edition of the Metal Gear Solid 4 Integral Podcast. Check back next time for more tips, tricks, and insider info on Metal Gear Solid 4. Brought to you by Kojima Productions and Hideo Kojima himself. Make sure to send in your comments to Hideo Blog. See you next time.